When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Oh my gosh, we're back at it. Welcome back to the Give Them Lala podcast. Last week's episode put me on my face. Why was it so funny?
It was so funny. I think it's because we were all exhausted, or like we were all just super tired, and that's when the funniest things come out. Your Amazon lives are funniest when you're sleep deprived. I don't know about Easton, but I'm silly, goofy girl when I'm sleep deprived. Easton's obviously like hilarious. Is. Yeah.
Well, that's really shitty because I got an excellent night's sleep.
No.
Oh, you should have popped a melatonin before you came in.
The amount of times that I watched last week's episode on YouTube, because we're now on YouTube, y'all. So you're listening to this, and on Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific time, you can watch it on YouTube. But it, Jessica, you thinking that otters were rolling up to the mall, it's just, you're so funny. The whole episode was fantastic. So hopefully we can keep that.
You're sleepy for you again?
Keep that going. I have really huge news. My daughter pooped in the toilet for the first time.
Woo!
It was.
This is news to me. You didn't even tell me.
It happened last night. She pee-pees in the toilet on her own, right? Whatever. Last night, she's very afraid of pooping in the toilet. And I was talking to Sheena about it because she gets in like pop, lock, and drop it position when she needs to go to the bathroom. And
Sheena?
Ocean.
Okay.
But I was talking to Sheena about.
I was just picturing Sheena just squatting.
Squatting under the table.
Pushing.
Okay,
at like
healthy.
A five-star restaurant at Ocean. I'm like, can you not do that right now? And then she'll go, I'm pooping. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm mortified.
Last time she did that, we were at the Beverly Hills Hotel, and she told everybody at every table, she was like, I pooped.
I was like, they're trying to enjoy their caviar. Please stop.
She did it at Matsuhisa too.
Yeah, she does it everywhere.
I love it.
So I was trying. Sheena said when kids poop, if it's in a diaper, and I don't know if this is true or not, but if it's in a diaper, it still feels like it's a part of them. Because when they're pooping, it almost feels like they're like losing an organ. So when they start on a toilet, it feels like their stomachs are being pushed into the toilet. So last night, she said she needed a diaper on because she needed to poop. And I was like, no, we're going to go on the big girl potty. And my mom and my BFF Madison, she's in town, said, you want to know how fun it is to go poop on the toilet? The poop, when it hits the water, makes a splash. It splashes everywhere. Ocean has like dude energy, right? Like she likes to jump all over the place, climb on everything, yell, scream, thinks fart jokes are funny.
So that helped. Water.
The poop hitting the water, the thought of it made her want to go on the toilet, and she did. And as she's pushing, and I'm looking at her dead in the eyes as she's doing it, I'm like, you're doing it. I'm watching. It's happening. And she's like, it hits the toilet. She looks and goes, I did it. I poop on the toilet all by myself. She was so excited. And I was like the proudest mom ever. However, I then got her ready for bed and forgot to put a diaper on her. So this morning I woke up to a very wet bed and I felt so bad. I was like, did you take your diaper off? She's like, you didn't put one on me. I was like, oh my gosh. I'm so sorry. But then she told me she did it this morning. So I was like, okay, great. And it was still warm.
She peed this morning. She wasn't laying in it.
I feel like it wouldn't have been warm still.
Mm. No.
I don't think.
It would have been like yellow colored around where it like dried.
No,
so,
it
that's good that she didn't have to lay in it. That makes me feel a little bit better.
That makes me feel, I felt like a horrible mother because I'm all about the nighttime routine. I'm fantastic at it, but apparently not that great.
The first thing she said to Lisa this morning was, I forgot to put a diaper on her.
No, I beat myself up. I
didn't even walk to the room first thing.
I feel like that's such a normal thing to do, especially she had just went poop on the potty. In your mind, it's like undies vibe.
Yeah.
You know?
So
have you ever peed the bed, Lala or Easton?
Oh, yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
As an adult?
No,
oh, not as an adult.
Not as an adult.
Oh. I mean, I think, I mean, I can remember wetting the bed, though.
You can.
Like, I was old enough to remember.
Okay.
Right?
I mean, I don't know. I can't remember ever wetting the bed.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay.
I'm sure I did.
Yeah.
You know, I'm pretty perfect, but, like, not exactly perfect.
She just sharts.
Fuck you. Fuck you, Easton. I hate you. You're an asshole. What else happened this weekend? Oh, the Rams lost to the 49ers, and I was very confused to see at – we have producer John very upset about it, by the way. And I was, like, so confused how they were playing at SoFi, but it was just, like, a sea of red. And when I asked producer John about it, he said that the loss is attributed to it being – I wrote this down. What is it called?
Levi South?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
There,
oh, you've
I'll
heard
help
of
you
this?
Out. Yeah.
What does that mean?
Because – when the 49ers travel and they play in Los Angeles, it's like they all travel. So instead of playing like at Levi's Stadium,
yeah,
they just call SoFi Levi's South.
Oh.
Because it's like they just put like this, they pick up the stadium and bring it because they travel.
Now that's a fan
so it
base.
Felt like a home game.
Yeah. So it feels like a home game. So they're playing at Levi's South instead of. There you go.
What happened to all the Rams fans?
I'm a little upset about it because my daughter is now a Rams fan. And if she's like sitting here looking at a television screen where they're playing at home and it's just a sea of red, you're now confusing her.
Yeah.
You're confusing me.
Why?
Because they're away. You know, they shouldn't be wearing all red.
No,
that's
I know.
What
so
saying.
What is that? There's just a lot of Niners
no,
fans
yeah,
everywhere.
It's kind of like Raider Nation. They travel everywhere.
See, I want to be part of that fan group. Producer John.
Yeah.
Because
where they're everywhere.
He says boo.
Also,
because if I'm going to show up to a Rams game and the 49ers fans are taking over, I feel like it used to be that way with the Steelers at the Titans because I used to be a big Steelers fan. The Steelers at the Tennessee Titans
stadium.
I would show up in my Steelers gear and I felt at home because it was all Steelers.
Wow.
So maybe I'll be a 49ers fan now and Producer John and I can duke it out.
Duke it out. I would love that. Yeah. Bring in some competition. The dukes are up. So Lisa came through with the news yet again. But it was a little darker this week.
Okay.
It was like really dark, actually. She first told me that Californians are pussies.
Pussies.
She used that word. And I was like, you mean they're dicks. Weak. Little flaccid.
Soft.
Soft.
Ugly.
Little yucky.
No, just kidding.
Ugly. Because she saw this video where it's in New York and this guy goes in to rob this jewelry store and he's got like this giant chain and he's like breaking the windows with it, not realizing that like it's a family-owned jewelry store and they're inside. This family, the fucking boss up on this fucking guy. Okay, they come out with bats. They're approaching. And I love that energy. And it is New York energy where, like, I've worked hard to build this company, all right? This little shop, I came from nothing. And you're going to come in here and try to take what's mine? I'm fucking you up. It was the most beautiful video I'd ever seen. Like, they didn't give a damn.
No.
This guy's whipping the chain at them, and they just keep approaching. Like, just this family.
Mm. How
That's
many
New
of
York
them
energy.
There were a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's New York energy for sure. Yep.
New York energy.
Right.
That's also Texas energy a bit.
Oh.
Which we love. We love. It's like I'm protecting my
what
shit.
I've worked. I'm protecting my shit. It's like 50 Cent says.
What's he say?
I protect what I've got. I'm in the house with my blade.
G-Unit.
We hit it cracking in the club. G-Unit. So that happened. And then she was also telling me about... God, she really did get dark.
Oh.
California mom had all of her limbs amputated after consuming bad tilapia. She almost lost her life.
Lala.
That's fish, right?
I have so many different emotions right now. I'm just laughing at your overall demeanor. Are you going, she almost lost her life?
No, she did.
No, but like over tilapia, that is horrifying.
Tilapia that was contaminated with a deadly bacteria. I need to know what this is.
Can we know where they caught the tilapia?
Well, let me read on further. It says a woman who was a mother of a six-year-old became sick days after eating the fish that she had purchased at a local market in San Jose and made herself at home. They put her into a medically induced coma. Her fingers were black. Her feet were black. Her bottom lip was black. She had complete sepsis and her kidneys were failing. So sepsis occurs when chemicals released in the bloodstream to fight an infection trigger inflammation throughout the body. This can cause a cascade of changes that damage multiple organ systems, leading them to fail, sometimes even resulting in death. Can you freaking imagine? You go to the supermarket, you're like, you know what? We don't need Tyson's chicken tonight. I'm going into the section where there's the glass, and I'm going to tell the guy, give me the tilapia, making my family a five-star meal. And that happens?
And I wonder if it was it the fish, the water that they caught it from, or was it that it was left out too long at the store? Like, you don't know.
I could see where I looked it up.
Yeah.
They are found in shallow streams, ponds, rivers, and lakes. So I'm going to assume maybe this one came from a pond.
Yeah, maybe we don't eat tilapia right now.
Tilapia is not found in the ocean?
Well, this one just said they're mainly freshwater fish. So not.
So probably lakes is where.
So yeah.
I've seen tilapia on really, really incredible restaurants' menus.
Tilapia is delicious. I've had it many times.
It just says mainly. So who
I'm
knows
never
if, like,
eating tilapia ever. It's not like it's my first choice anyway.
Have you seen
but that's
how they fly fish in though, and they like send hundreds of them into lakes. Have you seen that?
What?
You haven't seen that?
Hundreds of what?
Fish, like into lakes. Like they'll just like get. It's like a
to populate,
fish store. Yeah, to populate lakes because people fish in them.
Do you remember
so
that?
So maybe that's why it says mainly they're caught here, but they could be a sea, like a saltwater fish.
Well, but do you remember that place we went to in Utah where we went fishing with mom and dad?
That's where they would like helicopter them and just drop them in from hundreds of feet.
No, it was so many fish. Like,
did
there's
you
no
see
way.
It?
Yeah, half of them.
We
would
went there to fish.
You watched the fish get dropped.
With a helicopter.
Oh.
You watched them get dropped in?
Yeah, when I'd go up to Rockport in Utah and they would have a helicopter and they would go like really close with a huge thing and it would just open and fish would just
free
fall
fish.
In. Yeah.
Free falling.
Yeah. You can look it up.
It's raining fish. Hallelujah. It's raining tilapia. Don't eat that shit. You'll die. I'm terrified. You're out of your mind. I'm sticking to like the salmon, where
ooh,
you catching it. Right?
Ooh, good old tuna.
I've heard all of it, though. You just got to be careful.
Wait,
no,
what?
You really do have to be careful about anything you're eating from the ocean. I think it's
and
just
Trader
safe.
Joe's.
By the way, Trader Joe's. They have, I love Trader Joe's, but they now, it's like someone's
know.
Sabotaging them.
They and now everything I eat from there, I'm like,
I'm
really
a little
feeling
nervous.
Around, seeing if there's some.
They've had rocks.
Stuff.
I know. I Bugs. Love them, though. They have the
Bugs.
Best snacks.
Metal.
But I'll be real with you. I've gone into Trader Joe's multiple times looking for the cookie butter cookies, and I would eat rocks just to have them.
Right.
Put them back on the shelf. It's like, what the fuck is this?
Did they take them off the shelf?
Gone. Nowhere to be found. I swear. And I looked it up to see if they were discontinued. I saw that the cookie butter cheesecake is discontinued. Mm-hmm. I can find nothing about the cookies.
The cookie butter cookies.
Cookie butter cookies. So naturally, I went to the next cookie, which was like a hazelnut cookie. Just as good. Yes, I finished the entire pack last night during a game of Rummy Cube. But it's no cookie butter cookie. So I'm letting you know. I'm fine with eating things that should not be in my box of whatever from Trader Joe's just to have one more day of cookie butter cookies.
One more day. Ideally, no rocks, but if there's a rock or two, Lala will be okay with it.
I've had more suspect things in my mouth than a rock.
Oh, fuck. Moving on.
Okay. Truly.
Moving on.
Okay. Manhunt for a murderer is over after escaping prison. It's like prison break. No, this is real news that my mom shared with me, okay? He escaped from a Pennsylvania prison just days after being sentenced to life without parole in the fatal stabbing of his ex-girlfriend, okay? Okay? August 11th, he escapes. September 4th, spotted on a security camera in Longwood Gardens, September 9th. He steals a van. He's running.
Buck wild.
All right? He's stealing cars. He's looking for weapons.
Grand Theft Auto.
Because on September 11th, he steals a rifle. Could you imagine? And by the way, as I'm reading this, September 13th, he's captured, but he followed the same method of escape and route used by an inmate at Chester County Prison. Igor Bolt broke out of prison on May 19th. I want to know.
How are they getting out?
Well, how do they know how to, like, escape off of someone else's? Do they get news in prison?
Oh, if someone else escaped and then didn't come back. If they escaped and came back, they could be like, well, this kind of worked, but here's why I messed up.
No, it's a completely different prison.
Oh.
So they're saying he used the same method, but, like, I think it would be, if you sit there and you're like, oh, it's the same method, that's strange. Is that, like, a common thing? I feel like if that was, like, common knowledge,
well,
all the inmates would be escaping from prison. So yes. Were they communicating? And was he like, oh my gosh, dude, this is how you do it?
There's a prison talk. So surely they can get news. There's a prison talk on TikTok. You go on TikTok and you can
they
see.
They don't have TikTok in prison, baby.
They have cell phones.
They have cell phones and they're doing TikTok in prison and they're doing dances and stuff.
Yeah. There's half a whole of them TikTok. Just won't even. Most of them will like show you everything in their cell. They show you what they're watching. They have television. They know exactly. They could be watching Vanderpump Rules right now.
Well, no then, wonder people are out in these streets phones. Still committing crimes. You just get locked up. You get to live for free pretty much and you still get to TikTok your ass off. No, you take the phones.
Were they getting them in?
No. Even a child who does something naughty, like break curfew or sneaks out, gets their cell phone taken away. But you can murk someone and like, here's your cell phone.
Well, that's like your mom and dad watching 700 kids.
What?
They're going to sneak a phone.
Oh, yeah. I see what you're saying. I don't know how it works. I don't know how they get phones. I don't know if it's after a certain amount of time or you have money. We all know inside the prison walls, there's shady
Here's
what
the
are they
thing.
Called? Security cards?
Yeah,
prison
that's
guards.
The biggest
prison
thing right
guards.
There.
Yeah.
It's not like them sneaking it in when they're like hugging their friend on the way out. Like, you know, when they're
no.
the meetings. It's the guard who is
guards.
Saying, what do you need? And going to get it and then getting paid or whatever. And that's how they're getting everything in. It's prison guards.
Not all of the prison
not
guards,
all of them,
but
yes,
we've heard it. We've seen it on TV.
I will say, I watched Orange is the New Black, and that was enough to make me say I will never commit a crime because I would not last. Nope.
Yeah.
Sure wouldn't. I mean, I run Vanderpump Rules, but I certainly wouldn't be running prison. I just wouldn't.
I think you might have a chance.
Really?
Oh, she would be somebody's bitch.
Have you seen the photos of... Why am I blanking on her name? We were just talking about her from the housewife.
Oh, Jen Shaw.
Hold on.
I really want to talk about this.
Okay.
I do want to say that this guy who escaped is also wanted in his native Brazil for homicide. So he's like extremely dangerous.
He's wanted in Brazil?
Yes.
That's where you like run to get away from things.
Nope, he's wanted.
Oh, wow.
But he was caught or he's still out there?
No, they caught him.
Okay.
They caught him on September 13th. Thank God, because at that point he had stolen a weapon.
Where did they catch him?
So now he's armed. They caught him in like a field and they did have dogs. The dogs are the ones that brought him down and there no shots were fired, which thank God, because once you stick
even
the dog.
Even on his end, yeah.
Even on his end.
Yeah, I'm glad he did.
Yeah.
But it weighed kind of heavy on my heart. Like I read this news that Lise sent to me and I got home from dinner one night and I was by myself. It was just me and I'm buck naked and I'm thinking, what is that guy? Because I was like getting ready for bed.
Okay.
And I'm like.
I thought she was just partying.
I do party in the nude. It's my freest self. But I'm sitting there and I'm in my bathroom, the phone's on the charger, and I'm like, what if the guy that escaped from prison was like in my apartment right now? And he just like rolled up on me and he had killed my dog. And I'm like scanning the bathroom, like, what would I use as a weapon? And thank God I was using scissors to cut my split ends earlier in the night because I did have a weapon if this were to really happen.
So did you leave the scissors where they are now?
It just like really made me think because back in Salt Lake, my grandpa gave me a machete and I kept it by my bed because I stayed at the front of the house and you could climb these like keys on the side of the house to get onto the balcony and into my room. And I liked sleeping with the door open, especially on a winter night. I didn't even need to sneak guys in. Mom was like, they can use the front door.
That's true.
I don't know why they're doing that.
That did happen once.
Why is that man on the side of our house? He can just use the front door. What's going on?
So that also happened in the news. Very, very dark.
So I have two game changers to share with you when it comes to upping your glam game. I am totally obsessed with Impress No Glue Manis and Impress Press-On False Eyelashes because I'm very into just easy right now, and anyone can do it. You are going to love them just as much as I do. Both require zero glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes. There's also no annoying dry time. And the best part, zero mess. One step and you're done. The lash style options are endless, and there are so many on-trend nails to choose from. Impress, No Glue Manis, and Press-On Falsies are the easiest and fastest way to upgrade your look in just minutes. The Press-On Falsies have a unique under-lash application for a totally seamless look and are made with an exclusive self-stick technology that keeps them secure for up to 24 hours. The Impress Manis have a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days secure hold. And that's perfect for all of you busy mamas out there who don't have a lot of time to spend on glam but want to look your best. I completely get it. Impress No Glue Manis and Impress No Glue Press-On Falsies are absolutely a beauty must. You need to try them right now. So get yours today at impressbeauty.com/Lala. And use code Lala at checkout for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press-On Falsies. That's impressbeauty.com/Lala and use code Lala at checkout for 25% off. Here's what I love about doing a podcast. It doesn't really require any glam, like at all. I can podcast in comfort. And for me, that means wearing my new favorite, super soft Quince cashmere tee. Thanks to Quince, I've got a lineup of timeless, comfortable pieces that keep me looking so chic summer after summer. Quince has premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts starting at $30. You can find silk tops, 14-karat jewelry, and so much more. And this is my favorite part. All Quince items are 50 to 80% less than many similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes all of those savings on to us. And don't get me started on their towels. I have the Quince waffle towels at the Palm Springs house. I have them in white and they are so soft. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Lala for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Lala to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Lala.
Let's actually go into Salt Lake really quickly about prison, because I read that we'll cover OC in just a sec. But seeing as we're talking about prison, let's talk about Jen Shah.
Great segue.
She has been doing a lot of...
Wait, tell me.
Like, she's trying to start a housewives in prison.
No.
Oh, she...
Yeah.
Wait, did you read that?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, this was a while... Like, this was like...
The Real Housewives of prison?
Yeah, like she was like...
Federal prison?
Yeah, it's like, are you even taking prison serious?
Well, it doesn't sound like anyone takes prison seriously. They're TikToking their asses off and building content for a new
show. I've learned how to make a lot of prison foods, though.
Yeah.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
You've learned on TikTok?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wait, should we have a night where you make us food that they would make prison in prison?
Yeah, prison TikTok food. Let's do it.
I would love that. That sounds awesome.
Like, you would love it because we love shit food. It's like it's like burritos, but with crunched up like Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
Mm-hmm. Mm. That does sound pretty five
yeah,
star.
I'm getting going.
That'll get me going. Jen Shah has bonded with Elizabeth Holmes in prison. They're friends. Okay, so as we know, Elizabeth Holmes started that like.
And I want to say,
what's it called, Easton? Something where instead of drawing blood, all you have to do is prick your finger and they can literally test you for anything and everything. So like drawing blood would no longer be a thing. Elizabeth Holmes literally stole like, I want to say it was like, it was $1 billion company.
Are you talking about company. For like
diabetes? Theranos.
She started Theranos.
So the dropout, isn't that... What the that
dropout.
Show was about?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
That's her.
So she's in the same prison as Jen Shah.
Oh, this will be great. Okay?
They have bonded over their situations. And in my mind, I'm thinking, when the two of these women get out, guard your fucking bank accounts with all your life, because they're plotting and they're going to steal from everybody. These two women who literally have scammed people, like, out in the open. Millions upon millions of dollars. Hundreds of millions. And they're bonding in prison? I'm scared, and I don't want you around me.
Yeah, yeah.
See? Jen Shah creating prison play, Real Housewives of Bryan. I'm guessing that's where...
creating prison play, like a theatrical production.
Yeah.
In prison, or is it going to air on, like, or is it going to...
No,
be,
I
like,
think
on Broadway.
I would assume prison talent show.
Prison talent show, but I think she was like pitching it for it also to be like filmed.
Level of delusion.
I mean, we could look more into. I don't look into it. I just saw a headline, and I don't dive into anything.
You know, I actually really liked Jen Shah, and I may have shared this story on the podcast before, but I made one comment on someone else's podcast, and I was like, you know, you're innocent until proven guilty. But when you hear that someone may be like robbing the elderly, it just doesn't, it hits different. She heard this. This is when she was still like, I'm innocent. Writes me a DM this long, y'all, raging on me about how I should not speak on things that I don't know about, that she's innocent, and a comment like that has hurt my family. She went on and on and on. And then I didn't even respond because I was like, what am I supposed to say to this? Yeah. Like, it wasn't even that big of a deal. But cut to, she then says that she's guilty and is in prison now, which is why I'm okay talking about it, because she can't come for me. Unless she also has a cell phone and she's listening to the Give Them Lala pod, you know?
In which case, call in.
Call in. You have a collect call from. I'm open to it, Jen. I'm open to it. And I think that I would be an epic producer for your play. Don't you think?
100%.
I'm actually kind of on board with this.
On board with the theatrical play production?
Yeah, but I need to keep her at arm's length if I do end up...
Just keep your wallet away from her and you're fine.
Yeah. There's something about the two of them, Elizabeth Holmes and Jen Shah, where it's like, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit.
Mm-hmm.
Something's off.
You're not bonding over your situations, all right? Because all of you in federal prison kind of have like the same situation. Like you did something bad and got locked up. You're not bonding over that. You're bonding.
You're talking about how you got away with it for as long as you did.
Stay scheming. No, they're scheming. Not bonding.
You think they're
allegedly
scheming?
But scheming is a bond for them.
That's okay. You can call it whatever it is. Whatever you want. Okay, let's jump into, did you guys watch Salt Lake?
No.
Sure didn't, but I did listen to a podcast about it.
That's okay. It's very crazy watching. Can you listen?
Send that to me next time.
It is so crazy watching Real Housewives of Salt Lake, because I'm watching it and the home that Heather just purchased, I'm like, Easton and I used to trick or treat in that area.
Is that where that is?
We've been trick or treating in that area. Also, a lot of like dances where you like go somewhere after, or you meet at a house to like take pictures. We're in that neighborhood.
In the rich kids neighborhood where you like go. And
yeah, it's a nice neighborhood. It wasn't in like our school district, but I would go to dances for other schools sometimes.
Oh, interesting.
Just because my friend groups were kind of all over the place. And they're like, you should ask this boy from our school. So like a lot of times we would go to houses in that neighborhood to like take our pictures. Or it was like the after party.
So you just recognize all the locations the cameras are taking you through.
Yes.
Every time I watch Salt Lake,
it's like, it's so cool.
There's not like a whole lot of places in Salt Lake, honestly.
Every time,
everywhere they go, it's like, oh.
Yeah. I know. Every time I watch Vanderpump, that's how I feel. I'm like, I know that place. It's there. I've been there.
Yeah. No, yeah. But it is weird when you watch it and you're like, they're making this look like so bougie. And it's I've been there. It's not.
I know.
Really?
It's like a $13 plate.
Do you have a specific example? Because I'm dying to know.
I'm not going to out anybody.
No. Okay.
And then it makes it seem like a lot of these places they're going to are like in my backyard. I'm like, they make these bitches drive.
when they're saying so-and-so's house in like Daybreak.
Yeah.
And then Park City.
That is
a fucking hour and a half drive.
Really?
No traffic. Like, that's long.
I would love an episode or like one of those green screens where you guys take us through an entire episode of Salt Lake. We have to do this somewhere. We can't do it on the podcast. And you're telling us, okay, this, and you're just like telling us where it is. This is actually not in a backyard. This is far, because that shit interests me.
Well, by the way, when Daybreak first started, everyone was freaking out because it's so close to Kennecott Copper Mine that they're like, this is not safe.
Yeah.
This is not safe to be like building houses here.
Like a mine.
To a mine. Yes.
Whoa.
But now it's popping. But here we go.
And like, people were worried about it.
Oh, God.
They just started another development when I was out there because my buddy lives there. And I went out there, and a whole new development is being built. I was like, pretty soon they'll just be in the mine.
Oh, gosh. Ugh. Kennecott Copper Mine is one of the only mines you can see from outer space.
Kennecott Copper Mine. What is it called? Kennecock?
Kennecott.
Kennecott Copper Mine. I kind of like that. Kennecott Copper Mine.
Kennecott.
Brought to you by Kennecott Copper Mine.
Yeah, so it's those things. And then, like, Lunatic Fringe, which is one of the girls.
That's a hair place.
A hair place. I remember, like, some of my friends, that was, like, they claimed it was, like, the place to go. Again, a place where you're, like, okay, like, I've been there. It's, like, a hair salon.
It's yeah. fine.
There's nothing special about it.
Like, has, like, tried, like, back in the day, because I haven't been to Salt Lake in so long that I don't even know what it's like, really, anymore. Like,
it hasn't
a lot
changed.
Of the places I don't recognize. Like, the new places they'll go and eat. But Lunatic Fringe, like, back in the day, it was like, oh, it's so edgy. Like, look at this red extension they put in.
Just the one piece?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
And, like, the choppy short look, and it was like, Lunatic Fringe. And I'm like, oh, it's so edgy. So edgy. And they sold bras there.
So like lingerie? Victoria's Secret. You could get the
whole
thing.
Lingerie
fix.
At one point.
Oh, my God.
I know. I was like, what's your mama going to say when you put those over your garments?
Oh, yeah.
No, it's like such an, it's a great, and how much talk about the church is happening.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. The new girl, Monica. Is that her name?
Yes.
I actually really like her. She starts crying to her mom about, she's got four kids. She got divorced, remarried her dude, her baby daddy. Then they got divorced again. Four kids ranging from like 17 to like five. I think five is her youngest. And she's like, usually, like, I'm in sweatpants. I love her. She's so real, right? She's like, I'm usually in Christmas pajamas down aisle 8 getting milk at 10 o'clock at night because I've forgotten. Like, four kids and they're all girls. So emotional.
Boy.
And she tells her mom, like, I'm going on a trip with these girls to Palm Springs. I'm very nervous. I went into Louis Vuitton the other day, which, like, that brings so much joy to my heart. When did they get a Louis Vuitton in Salt Lake?
I was like, what brings joy? Yeah. They didn't have a Louis Vuitton
in Salt
Lake?
They have a Louis Vuitton store in Salt Lake now?
What do you mean? I had to, do you not remember? We got a backpack. Got a backpack online, and the only store it was at was in Salt Lake, and I had to go and pick it up. Do you not remember this?
I do remember now.
Yeah. They've had it since City Creek opened.
I thought it was in City Creek.
Yeah.
Okay, like a big, beautiful outdoor mall. In fact, for a while, City Creek, when you went there, they had like guards and you couldn't show your shoulders because the church owned it.
Like you couldn't, my tattoos couldn't be out.
What?
Yeah.
Or you'd get removed.
That's
no separation between church and state in Utah.
But it was a really pretty mall.
All right, so she goes in to get a Louis Vuitton bag because she wants something nice around these girls. And I'm like the worst person to ask. Do I get the bag? You always get the bag, babe. Because it elevates a very inexpensive look, right? Like, you roll into Zara, you grab, like, a look, you maybe spend $100-$150, if that. And then the bag elevates every single look. So, for me, it was like, oh, my gosh, it's so sad that she's, like, feels like she has to spend thousands of dollars on a bag so she has something nice around these girls, which I'm still convinced a lot of them wear fake stuff. It's very easy to buy.
Well, like, if you feel like that, find new friends already.
Easton, we have a show to film. We have a show to film, bitch. I think she fits in quite nicely. Like, I don't look at the girls in Salt Lake and go, when I think about them, I think of bougie. Like, yeah, they're wearing some, like, designer brands. But, like, I'm not looking at them going, they are
the top of the food chain Beverly Hills bitches.
And it's Melissa, right? You're talking about
Monica. I think Monica. Her name's Monica.
I thought you were talking about like her 17-year-old girl.
What?
Needing Louis to fit in with her friends.
No, Monica went in and bought herself a bag because she's going on a trip to Palm Springs and she feels like everyone is decked in like designer goods all the time. But it does feel forced in Salt Lake. When I see them in like all their designer brands.
It's too much.
It's too much. It's like this feels, because I've been to Salt Lake, all right? I grew up there. Like no one's looking like this. Like out here. Or when you watch Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, like what they have on, it's fabulous and it feels like they're wearing it effortlessly. Salt Lake doesn't quite feel that way to me.
No, it seems like a uniform. Like they put it together like weeks in advance for this one scene.
Yeah, it just feels forced.
Yeah.
Because of the Housewives of Salt Lake, I just figured Utah was very bougie, like designer. That's what I thought.
And maybe it did get that way.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe I've lost the... Maybe I'm off the bandwagon for this.
But I don't remember it being that way. And I grew up with people who were fucking rich.
Rich.
Wealthy. Like, ginormous homes that you...
Dumb money.
Like, stupid money. And I don't remember any of the moms rolling around looking like that.
In their like
Tahoes.
Yeah. You wouldn't even know they had money until you pulled up to their house.
Yeah.
And then you go to their house and it's 30,000 square feet.
Yeah.
And ginormous. And they just, I don't remember the moms being like that.
Well, some of the wealthiest people, they think, look at them. Steve Jobs wearing unmarked, unlogoed, same thing every day.
Do you know why he did that?
Because he didn't want to put the brain effort into choosing an outfit every day.
So, did you guys know, and I could be very wrong, come at me, but you only have so many creative thoughts throughout the day.
Oh.
And most of it is being used up on an outfit. So instead, he would wear the same thing and use all of his creative thoughts on what he was designing.
Wow.
And that is why Albert Einstein, same thing. He wore the same. Maybe that, I don't know if it's because the clothes were hard to come by, but he wore the same thing every day. There's a lot of people that just wear the same thing.
You want to know how you know someone's rich, though? Is when they have like an unmarked like sweatshirt or shirt and then the label says that it's like some designer and there's literally no, you're like, wait, so you literally went in and bought like a black t-shirt
for $1,200 and they're like, you're like, oh.
But the ones who know, it's like the threading, you look at it and you're like, oh,
this guy's
shit.
Got dumb money.
The
ones who know, they
or
know.
Or like the older gentlemen that wear the like $4,000 like loafer boat shoes that don't, like, not the Gucci's, you wouldn't even know. And you look at them and they're like triple the cost and you're like, that guy's fucking, he's about it.
Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm. That being said, I'm a sucker for a marked up label. Throw me in all the Burberry prints, Christian Dior CDs all over my body, headscarf. Because I'm a poser, you know?
Do you think it's too much? Do you think it's too much when you're wearing like the headband? Like say you're wearing Chanel headband, Chanel jacket, Chanel pants. Is that too much?
You keep it the same brand, but you never mix, right?
I don't like mixing brands.
But is there too much of a brand on you at a certain point?
I think it depends on who you are. Like Dorit from BH, head to toe in the same designer and same print, I like go crazy for it.
Maybe it's, go on.
There are some people where I would look at that and be like, oh God, please make it end.
I think it's different for like men. Like a guy in a Gucci tracksuit. Is there anything worse?
We had this conversation. Do you remember with Mercedes, with MJ?
We did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A guy in a Gucci tracksuit. A guy branded out driest vagina ever. Don't ever wear your brands around me. What's happening?
Sahara.
Oh,
100%. Sahara. I don't care. No, it's all, I think it's the person and how you carry yourself.
Yeah.
But she bought the bag and I'm thrilled about it. She deserves the bag. I also love that when she was 4, her dad left. I don't love that her dad left, but I love that the mom was so gangster. She fucking deleted all traces of him, took every photo of him out of the house. He just like one day decided to leave and he never came back. So Monica, I like her. Her backstory is like deep. It's pulls at your heartstrings. She's normal.
I like looking at her, too, so I can watch Salt Lake for that. For
okay,
her.
Well, good. I'm glad. Now we've got you on Roni and Salt Lake.
Yeah, Brand,
she's
Monica.
Single, Easton.
Aller.
Yeah.
Most of them got standards.
Easton, you're the highest of the high standards. Don't even let anyone tell you otherwise.
Yeah, what was that? Do you know how many people are in the comments section being like, is Easton single? Is Easton single? Yeah.
I don't read. I don't like hate. And I feel like I get a lot. So
you want to know who told me? Because Lisa is, I don't know what happened to her, but she's all over the gram and the comment section.
She can't
She's the
get
reason
enough.
I knew that a troll mom was talking about the jealous comment. She's how I know that people love Easton. By the way, she answers every DM. There was a girl that wow. slid into her DM and I guess was like, using the C word. And my mom replied, my love, why do you talk about yourself that way?
So, we really do need to have a segment where she reads mean things and just in the monotone voice she
reads
does.
It so it monotone.
It'll Please. Be one sentence and it'll take her 3 minutes to get to it, like through it.
Yeah. And she's double glassed.
Double glassed.
You guys, do we add that to the live show? And teaser, then, don't answer now. You'll see if you come to the live show.
Let's talk about it because I was thinking the exact same thing. Yeah. Double glasses, reading the comments.
And
you
then,
stupid
bitch.
You are a whore who fucks for money. And I'm like, wow, you're right. When you read it, it doesn't sound that bad.
And then she goes, and whatever, fuck them.
No, that's so funny to me.
No, she's incredible.
Oh, my God.
How do we feel about Angie Katsanivas or whatever?
I don't like her.
Really? Tell me more, because everyone I ask says the exact same thing.
No,
so tell me.
I just don't like her. She gives off... talking about the person who can... It depends on the person on wearing something. She yeah. just can't wear anything. I hate her. She just sucks.
Oh, God.
Her vibes are terrible, the way she even, like, steps out of her vehicle.
Yeah. She annoys me too, and everyone I talk to says the exact same thing.
I have been very transparent with you guys about my hair struggles between the pregnancy hormones and bleaching it all the time. I have been having some serious hair issues. And now with baby number two on the way, I'm already being proactive about my hair thanks to Nutrafol. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. And I am definitely one of those people. Nutrafol supports healthy hair growth from within by targeting the root causes of thinning, which are stress, hormones, environment, nutrition, lifestyle, and metabolism. You can take the Nutrafol Hair Wellness Quiz on Nutrafol.com for a personalized hair health plan based on your specific root causes. Because I know we are all different and we're on different hair journeys. Nutrafol makes building a hair growth routine super easy. Purchase online, no prescription required. You get free shipping and automatic deliveries so that you never miss a day. And you'll see results in 3 to 6 months. So take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering Give Them Lala listeners $10 off your first month's subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter promo code LALA. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code LALA. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code LALA.
What's up, everyone? It's Reality Steve, your number one source for all things Bachelor Nation and reality TV. Every day, I'm giving you the behind-the-scenes juice and your info on all your Bachelor Nation stories and also interviewing some of your favorite reality stars. My name has been synonymous with spoilers, but I'm so much more than that. Give me a listen.
The Reality Steve Podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Beverly Hills, Kyle says her relationship with Mauricio is too much to deal with right now. I don't know if they're together or not together. It hasn't aired yet. I did have dinner with Erica Jane last week. And unfortunately for you guys, I'm not talking about anything we talked about. Moving on. Atlanta reunion part two. Little snoozy. I can't tell who's lying. Drew may be lying. Ralph may be lying. I'm going to implement things that I've learned from my healing process, and I'm not going to call Ralph a narcissist or draw any parallels. He may be one. He may not be one. He may be full of the truth. However, fans are saying they are desperate for a reboot of this city's franchise.
They want to see old cast members back.
Well, this is also I wanted to bring back up. Did we come to a conclusion of people living in the same house? Is it?
It doesn't make it to me. It still doesn't make sense.
Is it that or is it something?
Someone wrote in that you're at risk for forfeiting something or it's abandonment. I've never heard of that. I don't see how two people could own a home together. I do know that if you were to leave your child in a home and you start a custody battle and one parent leaves to like get some space, you can say child abandonment. I've never heard like he cheated. It's a toxic environment. And I know that you've invested $500,000, but abandonment, you lose, he gets the house. It still doesn't make sense. Whatever. Don't care. Breaking news that happened today. This will air Wednesday, so Monday. Shannon Madore arrested for DUI, hit and run. This makes me so sad.
Oh, no. This is breaking. Like, I know this will air a couple days later, but this is like we just found out from
producer John.
Thank you. Minutes, just mere minutes ago.
Mere minutes.
Did this happen last night?
No. This broke on TMZ 2 hours ago.
Yeah, seven. So she got a DUI at 8 a.m., 7:40. Well, it came on the, I guess it was probably last night.
I think a lot of her anxiety comes from her drinking. And if you, and I'm not labeling anybody, alcoholism is a real thing. Being an alcoholic is a self-diagnosed disease. No one can diagnose you for that. Unless I guess you go to see a professional and you open that line of communication. But even her talking about her body, to me, because I'm looking at her and I'm like, you've got a great body and you're complaining about your midsection and like how your face is filled out. That's all alcohol. Alcohol is sugar. It attaches itself and it's very hard to get rid of. And there's, if you notice, people who drink heavily, they've got like the thin arms. You know, they'll complain about their weight and then they'll only talk about the midsection and you're watching them. And I'm not going to name any names, but I've seen it in the past where I'm like, you're complaining about your weight, but there's nothing that you can do. No matter how you eat, you've got to like come down on the drinking a bit. Obviously, if you're getting DUIs and hitting and running, it's like a problem that needs to be addressed.
Yeah, and it's a sad cycle because I'm not speaking for Shannon, but just speaking from like friends or someone gets depressed about their body and then they drink to forget about it and have fun and then they gain weight and then they're depressed more and they drink. It's like the classic and that's really sad to see.
Right, like you wake up, you're depressed and then you try to numb the depression by drinking more and then you're like, oh, I feel great. And
the anxiety, the cycle. You bringing up like anxiety to drink, and that's the one thing that I've noticed. I used to have terrible anxiety no matter where I was, and it was because I was drinking. And I'd pick up a drink and then drink it, but I'd still have anxiety. So what would I do?
Drink another
another drink.
Yeah.
And now seeing like not drinking, I can go anywhere and be anywhere and not have anxiety.
And you can figure out how to get rid of the anxiety when it's obviously I'm not saying no one needs to be medicated for their anxiety. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying personally, and Easton, you're obviously saying personally.
Yeah.
There are things that I can now do mentally to like bring my anxiety down.
Yeah. I have the tools and I can use them when I'm out now.
Right. Right.
Did you guys watch last week's episode
of OC?
Yep.
Yes. Oh my God. It was good.
It was so good. I love Heather Dubrow. The amount of time and effort she puts into the detail, constantly bringing gifts. She always brings the hostess a gift when she has something at her house. She's like the queen of etiquette and she's everything I wish I could be, but will never be for many reasons.
I'm sold. I'm done. I'm sold on her. I totally agree with you. I want to be her. She's just a class act. Her relationship is beautiful.
Her
family's beautiful. She's thoughtful. She carries herself in a different way now, and that there may be, 55 million reasons why, but I think that
she... I don't feel like that made a difference.
You don't think?
Not even a little bit.
Because I saw the teaser for next week, and she goes, I'm done with the show. I'm done with the show. And I was like, well... I might be too.
You could. Yeah, you can be.
We all say we're done with the show at some point in time.
Yeah.
I just love like her attention to like the smallest details, like when she was building the house that she just sold for $55 million.
this was a while ago, many seasons back, where she's going over the blueprint and she's like, this is the luggage room. And I was like, she has a room dedicated to her luggage. I'm so wet right
now. Yeah. Yep.
Fantastic.
I just love her. I just love her.
I don't feel like she's pretentious. I just don't. And I know that there's so many people on the planet that if they had her kind of money, they would be fucking assholes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Maybe even some of the girls on the show. Like, I think she carries herself pretty well for just have sold her home for $55 million.
And the gift thing was so sweet. I know we talked about that or mentioned that, but I don't know. There's something about it's like extra special. And she goes, a leopard's not going to change her spots. Like, I'm always going to bring a gift. And to me, I'm like, don't change your spots. That's amazing.
Yeah, and we like gifts.
We like gifts.
And she was like, they were naughty. I shouldn't have given them the gifts, but they were already monogrammed. And I'm like, monogrammed? This bitch is a planner. I wonder how many assistants she has, or if she like really does it on her own.
Don't you think you'd see them on the show, or no?
The assistants
eventually, like
I think she has one assistant that we've seen on the show.
Okay,
and that assistant has two assistants.
Maybe, maybe. I related to Shannon this episode when she's there at dinner at the beginning of the episode, and she starts opening up about her relationship, and she's like, you know, John is a private person. But I'm not. Like, he retreats where I'm a communicator. And I felt for her because I remember season 5 where, like, the person I was with was not wanting to be spoken about ever at all. And it was so debilitating that, like, I ran back to Salt Lake. And no one could get in touch with me. I could barely function. I dove deep into the bottle, heavily drinking. And I'm wondering if this DUI will be a wake-up call in her relationship as well, where she's like, I'm cutting out anything now that is not working for me. Because I do think the drinking is coming from many relationships that she knows are not good for her, but she continues to stay in them and doesn't even realize you don't need them. But because you keep numbing with alcohol, you can't even wrap your mind around like what you deserve in life.
So you don't believe because she says this episode, it's basically just, you know, we used to be around each other all the time and now he goes home sometimes and that's hard. Like when we're arguing or fighting and that's hard, but that's just a normal thing. You don't believe that? You think there's more?
I feel like in the beginning of the episode, she was saying that like, I'm going to share. And Emily points out, this is a safe space. Like we as women in relationships have to be able to talk about these things because it's good for the group, but it's also therapeutic for you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't buy that things are all good at all. And I don't feel like he's like sweep it under the rug. Like there's no communication today, tomorrow. It's one thing to be like, you know what? I need to take a breather. Let's pick this back up when we've calmed down. It sounds like he just gets the fuck out and doesn't want to talk about it ever. Mm-hmm. And I just don't feel like that's sustainable. And because she's such an arguer, and I get that, like, I don't care if we hit 100 for an hour, as long as resolution comes. And this is not a good quality. It's something I've been working on. But I get where she's coming from. But I do think that's why she's drinking so much. Mm-hmm. She's trying to quiet what her gut is telling her. And I relate to that. No? You guys don't feel me?
No. I think that's a very good point. And I think that what just happened to her is going to be a wake-up call, and we're going to see where it goes from there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm sure she's probably trying to quiet what her gut is telling her.
I agree. I want to pay homage to Tamra's look in the blue. It's so good.
Oh, the Mugler.
Yeah, and then she like
drags the other.
Drags Jen for wearing all of her fake shit.
Fucci. You know what, though? I don't know. What do you think about that? Because I think I probably have a different viewpoint than you.
Why?
Because I don't know. Part of me is like, if she wants to spend, yes, fake shit, it's probably, I don't know. It's probably, if it's made made in a shady situation or stolen, whatever, then it's a different scenario. But then another part of me is like, she's on the show. She feels pressure, sort of like we were talking about with Salt Lake City. Mm-hmm. She feels pressure to get all this designer stuff. And maybe she just doesn't want to spend the money. And she's like, oh, they'll never know. I'll buy some knockoffs. I don't know. It just, to me, it's like,
you,
if you are, just go to Zara, baby.
That's how I feel.
Oh,
I
don't buy the designer.
No, I would not be caught dead in a fake label. If I cannot afford it, I may be a freaking idiot for spending that kind of money. But to me, it's like, if I'm going to just go, if it's just for, if I go and I buy something that's not real because it's inexpensive, I'm now buying it because I think it's going to impress people. I'm not here to impress anybody. Right. I go out and I'm a sucker for a designer label because I just love it.
Yeah. Right? Do you not think she'd get dragged then if she was wearing all like fast fashion? Like, she's going to get dragged either way, I guess.
I mean, I think we're all wearing fast fashion. I think it's horrible and it's sad. And I wish it could change, but I think I'm sure every single person. I mean, is Zara fast fashion? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah, I think so.
I think so, yeah.
But I'm just saying, if she only wore Zara, you don't think Tamara would be like, and that Zara bitch over there or
something? No, I don't.
You don't?
No.
Okay, okay.
And you can tell if a designer piece of clothing is fake because designers work very hard on matching the corner fabrics together so it looks seamless. If it's not like that, and by the way, this could be completely false. My mom told me. If it's off, like if the G's on this side don't meet the G's on this side, it's fake. But now I'm going to go home and look at all my bags and see.
Your mom told me that, and I looked at the Gucci you got me, and that was true on the classic print one.
It was? Yes. They lined up?
Yeah.
There we go. I'm so thrilled to see that Vicky is back. The Tres Amigas are back. She arrives. They take a shot of tequila. They dress Vicky in pink. She's so freaking fabulous.
She comes in ready to rock.
Guns blazing. She understands the assignment. Hello, the OG of the OC. She sits down and is like, truth or dare?
Yeah.
Truth. I think that you're pretending in your relationship. Oh, with Ryan? Who's Ryan? And she's like, we have a mutual friend. Cut to Vicky's confessional. She's like, we have a mutual friend, Jen and I. Tamara. Tamara's the mutual friend. It's a good, tell a Tamara. I'm like, Tamara, you're so messy.
She's so funny. I love her.
And it grosses me out because this Ryan person who she's with, she like, I don't know if she's going to hit an explosive breaking point. I hope she does. Like, you have to, if you're going to be a housewife, you have to be a little bit unhinged. You have to be vocal, opinionated, and you have to hit 100 pretty quickly, right? If you are only one of these things, two of these things, three of these things, you ain't a housewife. You have to be all four. You have to be on 100 at all times, triggered by everybody who may overstep. Like, it needs to be like we're walking on eggshells, okay? And I need to be able to hit a breaking point. Otherwise, like, you're a normal person and we don't want you on camera.
Right.
You're just boring. And Tamara says to Jen, Ryan has not only hooked up with that girl. And Jen knows about all of these text messages that Tamara's talking about. And she doesn't care. She, like, puts it in the back of her. It's really, really sad. This, for me, I'm like, wow, the gym? Tamara's gym is not for, like, Ryan to go work out at, right? It's like his playground to, like, prey on women.
Yeah.
To, like, scout out his, like, next hoochie mama. How sick.
That is sick. My first question is, why doesn't she care? And how do we even feel about that? Because is she just, like, a woman who wants to be in a don't ask, don't tell relationship? Because that's one thing.
No, I think that we still live in a world where people, can I tell you the amount of times that I have told people that I want to live my life a certain way and this is what I want? And their immediate response is, but you're going to find someone. You're going to find someone. You're just scarred. And I'm like, why does everything come back to finding a man in life? Mm. Women think that if they don't have a dude, some women, not all, mostly women that are older than me, they think if they don't have a man, they aren't complete, they aren't desired, they don't have it together, their fairy tale is non-existent.
all because you don't have a dude. If she decides to say, you know what, fuck this, get the fuck out of my house. She already decided to leave her marriage behind for this guy. And now she feels if she leaves him behind, what will everyone think? I literally left the father of my children, my husband for many years, who my family loved, for this guy, and it didn't work out. Like, we better fucking suck it up, because it has to look like it was worth it.
Oh, that's sad. If that sounds like it is the case. And well, that's really sad.
It's that or she's the type of woman who doesn't care what the man does, how he treats her. I just need the man.
Yeah. Ew. And this is her gym. First off, what gym is this?
It closed down.
Oh, it did. So we know the gym.
It was Cut Fitness.
Oh, I didn't. Okay.
It was Tamara's gym.
They had it for 10 years. Tamara's actual gym. Yeah. Okay, got it. That makes more sense now.
Mm-hmm.
I should have gone.
I was going to say, all these housewives there, Easton.
I should have had a heyday, lifted my little fives.
Anyway, moving on.
Moving on.
New York, I caught up. I loved last week's episode, Jessel opening up about her upbringing. Jenna talks about her mom who had Asperger's. And I loved how producers cut to like an alternate universe about like when there would be a right time to talk about.
It was such a good edit.
It was such a good edit.
It was amazing because that's how it would have been.
Yeah, Brynn's like crying talking about her devastating childhood and they're like, my real name's Judith.
And then the good, yes, it is so good.
Yes, it's so good. Sai opened up about her mom. It was like a very good episode. So I'm sorry we didn't talk about it last week, but I did watch it and it was great. Can we talk about Jessel and this week's episode, snoring?
Jessel snoring.
And Uba records it. I had PTSD.
There Lisa.
Yes.
But you did it to Lisa, or she did it to you.
Oh, no, Lisa is a choo-choo train.
But not only that, I remember going to St. George to my parents' home, and it was quaint. It was small. I'd be in one bedroom, and my parents would be in the other, and their snores weren't in sync, so it was just a constant run-on snore. And it was literally, enough to drive you insane. Like, I would throw shit at my own door to try and get them to jolt awake.
I'd remember her because it was her room at the end and then mine, and we could hear it. And I'd just hear her just like start pounding down the and she'd just go and open the door. Stop.
Shut the fuck up.
And she'd slam it. Stop back.
No, and like
both of your parents would snore.
Oh,
yeah, but I wish that they could have done it in sync because it just would have, and then it would have given us a little bit of downtime. But it was, it was rough. It was so rough.
That is the funniest thing I've
ever heard.
You
would hear me stomping down the hall at the time to like stop.
I wasn't sleeping. It was. I felt like it was. I'm not kidding you. I was at a nightclub, just with snoring.
Yeah,
and then I would just hear Lauren just. Door open. Shut up.
Oh, I'm so nice to my parents.
And I was thankful for it because then I could get some fucking Z's out that shit.
For real. Gosh, we have been talking.
I know.
Let's just jump right to this. Would you guys be mad? Because this was like the explosion that is about to take place. And by the way, they're not in Greece. They're in Anguilla.
Sorry.
And did see the Greece? Private beach, and it's fabulous, and I'm pissed off.
Did we say Greece? I might
have. Yeah, you were like, it's Greece
or
somewhere.
No, it looks like it. You could say I'm wrong. Go back and look. But I said it looks like Greece. Roll the footage, though. I said I think it looks like
Greece.
Yeah,
it's Anguilla. But Aaron decides to steal Uba's phone as a joke, and all hell is about to break loose next week. Would you guys be that upset about a phone being stolen?
No, just like I wouldn't be that upset if Jenna didn't tell me her real name was Judith.
Yeah,
yeah.
Stop dying. This group.
I know. It's like, get a fucking worry in your
and
world.
Also the stuff with Brynn, it's like, take a joke. Everyone,
oh,
no.
Yeah.
Take a joke. Brynn's fine. Like, the sensitivity.
What do you mean, Brynn's fine?
This was last, but I'm just bringing, like, why is this
take
group,
a joke.
Yeah, take a joke. Why is everyone so sensitive?
They're very sensitive.
If this were my phone now, no. If it were my phone 8, 9 years ago, I might be
nudies.
Yeah, because just like you have nudies, or you have like you're texting with someone who you don't want the other girls to know that, or like.
So you're shady.
Well, no, mine was like someone who was like, no, not like that. Oh God, now I'm in my no, like someone who was like, if they saw their name, they'd be like, "What? You're texting with him?" And it was like, it was like one of those. I was in Nashville. It was like a country music guy. You know what I'm saying? So it was like one of those things.
That's why you got to put an emoji as their name.
Yeah,
I know. Why would I have it under their real name? I don't know, but.
Well, Uba's about to lose her mind. She rips the sunglasses off of her face.
We haven't seen Uba lose her mind, though. So
I love Uba.
That is true.
I loved her talking about Jessel when Jessel was like, I had $20 in my name. And Sai was like, I had -4. And Uba's like, $20, $0, you're broke. Yeah. It's all the same. Yeah, right. It's all the same. You're poor. Okay? Life is hard. Even if you got $20 and that's it.
I love her.
Might as well have zero, because what is $20 going to buy you?
Yeah.
And also, you'll have zero soon.
It just gives you a little bit of hope to fail later. Yeah. That's what a 20 does for you.
No, living for Uba, everything she does is hysterical, and she makes all of the sense. Mm-hmm. All right, guys, let's jump to our ache and relief of the week. Who wants to start us off, Jess?
Sure, I will start us off. I'm going to start with my relief.
Okay.
Which is a relief for me, but mostly for my friend, I guess our friend, the mutual friend, the office friend, Dave. We know Dave, right? We've mentioned him on the podcast before. He is with the Action Park guys. He's in our same office. He's traveling alone in Europe right now.
Okay.
And he comes across, he texts me, he said, I met this group and I met this one girl and she loves the Give Them Lala podcast. And I was like, he meets her in Spain, but she's from Florida. Okay. And she's like, oh my God, I love it. Apparently she's so kind to him and sweet and they have fun all day. And that's how it's fucking done. Because if you're a Give Them Lala podcast fan, you're just a bad bitch. And you're kind and sweet and nice. Her name is Chris. That's
Hi,
her name. Hi, Chris. We love you. Thanks for being so nice to our friend Dave. So that is my, I know, that's, because he's just alone in Spain, and I was like, you better be careful, and then he's like.
And I love that it's like someone who's part of the Give Them Lala crew, who's like out in these streets being kind.
Yes, so thank you. We love you, Chris. My ache is physical aches all over my body from jujitsu this weekend.
By the way, Madison was like, the way she loves jujitsu is truly inspiring and adorable.
It's truly horrifying. Kyle thinks it's terrifying. I'm practicing because I'm trying to practice now, you guys. So I'm like, anyone who lets me practice on them, I'm going to do it. And Kyle was like, after like 30 minutes, he's like, I'm done.
We can practice in the office today before Amazon Live.
Can we? Because 100%. You know I have to lay on top of you and roll you and stuff. So you have to.
That sounds fun.
You have to also know how to roll and have someone practice on you so you don't get hurt. But I'm physically aching everywhere. My new private coach, Josh, at 10th Planet Burbank, he is so kind and patient and nice and great. And I'm just jujitsuing my ass off.
Good for you, babe. We're all so proud of you.
Thank you.
At least we'll have a protector somewhere.
Yeah, for when we get in all of these altercations in the parking lots.
With Lisa.
We'll have you.
Yeah. Oh, good Lord. Okay. Easton, ache and relief.
All right. I'll start with an ache. Okay. I drove like 11 hours yesterday from Salt Lake here.
And he forgot my dad's urn.
First of all,
we asked him 17 times, and let's remember, he drove my mom's car. My mom finally has a car.
Hold on.
And he didn't bring my dad's urn.
Hold on.
How are we even supposed to get it home?
Let's not... Brought it up 17 times. Do you want to know how this happened?
Yeah.
Lisa is going through all of her clothes. I look at it and I go, we can't forget that. And Lisa goes, what? And I go, Dad. And she goes, oh, yeah. If I wouldn't even have brought it up, Lisa wouldn't even have known it was supposed to be in the fucking car.
I don't believe because before she left to Utah, she said, I'm getting dad.
Taylor was with me and I said, hey, how are we doing this?
Before she left, she said, I'm getting dad.
Well, she forgot when we were there. So this wouldn't even have been a topic.
Oh, I wonder how she forgot. You guys were like trying to figure out how to move out of a house. All I'm saying is.
So why am I getting punished for forgetting?
Because you're the one that drove. And now the car is here and I Googled. It's really hard to get an urn through TSA.
Oh, to ship?
If you think that we're done, we still have a storage unit full of shit.
Okay.
We're going to have another car ride bag. I promise you that.
All right.
But
that's your ache.
The ache is movies. And I watched Superbad and Rush Hour
And I just don't think, with how soft everyone is, they'll ever make movies like that again.
That's the comedy that I love.
I know.
Grew up with, and that is my ache, that I don't think we'll ever get those type of movies that, like, give you quotes. Like, Superbad, like Stephen Glansberg. You fucking Stephen Glansberg, you know? So that is my ache.
And
that's a good ache.
Right?
Yeah.
And then my relief is...
We'll always have Family Guy.
We will have that. That's the one that always pushes the limits, and that's why I keep doing it. But my relief is, honestly, the podcast, and then I'm not really good at, like, looking on my Instagram.
Okay.
But talking about it earlier, I have been noticing, and I'm going to get better, but to all the people who have been reaching out and making me feel good, you know? Like, the love has been good, and I just... Thank you guys for making me feel good. So
aww,
I want to get better
so
at that,
sweet.
But my relief is just being on here and hopefully adding to your guys' day because you add some on.
Aww,
so, there's my relief.
That's so sweet.
And I'll get better. I'm going to reach out to all y'all.
I'll get better. I won't.
You got too many of them.
No, I just, there's mean people. Anyway.
I know. If I read a mean comment, though, I'm fucking out.
Yeah.
Nice ones only.
The relief of the week is I am headed to D.C., with the Humane Society in support of the Humane Cosmetics Act.
Woohoo!
Yes. When this is airing, I will be on Capitol Hill today.
Crazy. Hey. I just got goosebumps.
Same. I kind of got.
Yeah, it's crazy. I'll be part of a congressional briefing. Did I say it was on Capitol Hill?
Yes, she did.
To end animal testing in the cosmetics industry in the United States. So I'm very excited about it. I'm very, very nervous.
Hold on. I have two things. I want to say congratulations
and
how proud I am. And also, Lisa sent us...
The news.
The news of Shannon.
Oh, tell her she's late. Producer John got to us first. Lala, I'm so proud of you because I know how passionate you are about this, with especially in the beauty industry. And I be as bold to say as this is going to be one first of many visits to Capitol Hill, but this first one is so important.
It's very huge. We also are just waiting, and maybe by the time this airs, we'll have good news. But SB 331, which I've been talking about a lot, it's so that people in the family court system, like judges, have to go through extensive training in domestic violence. So when someone, for example, is in a custody battle and a mom or a dad keeps coming to the court or authorities saying, I need help protecting myself and my child, they actually listen. I think this will be an incredible law if it's passed. The only person we're waiting on to sign is Governor Newsom. So, Gov, let's make a difference. I know anytime anyone's asking the state to fund something, things don't pass, but it actually costs the state more to not have this law in place. It is millions of dollars that are spent when a person is murdered when it comes to domestic violence. I think it was around, I think it was over $8 million that they spend on that. So anyway, I hate to leave it on such a heavy note, but that's what I'll be doing today. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. It was long.
I liked it. Over an hour.
Sorry.
I liked it too.
You did? All right. Mm-hmm. Thank you guys. I will catch you next week.
Bye.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Guest star Sarah Carter as Alicia Baker. Although I didn't really work with her a lot. But Tom did, and they had some real big smoochy scenes.
Yeah. Should we talk about that?
Could there be any more sex? What was a three-page makeout scene that just kept going? Good Lord. We get it. They have chemistry.
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.